friends. I'm your host, Meryl. Welcome to the season finale of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, Charlotte found her mother in the Mystic Realm and discovered that she's married to and being held captive by Castigan Mayflower. Charlotte's mother wrote her a letter. From the letter, we discovered that Louisa was arranged to be married to Castigan on her 18th birthday, but she escaped to the human realm before the wedding. There, she met Daniel, and they had Charlotte. Castigan spent years searching for Louisa and eventually found her. He was the green fog that took Charlotte's mother in episode 1. Get ready for the season finale after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying season 1 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on Season 2, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards Season 2. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there!
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. There's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. There's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Story of Captain Charlotte. Chapter 14. Captain Charlotte. Charlotte woke to the sound of someone knocking on her balcony door. New morning sun flooded the room. Charlotte blinked her eyes and saw Cressida standing on her balcony. She leapt off the bed and ran to the balcony door.
Cressida! What are you doing here?
Captain, we've come to rescue you.
Charlotte followed Cressida to a grappling hook on the balcony, and they silently climbed down to the ground. Pinnock and the doctor stood waiting for them.
Thanks, crew. Do you know where my mother is? We have to find her.
Didn't your mother lead us into this trap?
She didn't know. She's a prisoner here. We have to save her.
Captain, with all due respect, this palace is enormous and full of guards. It would take an eternity for us to locate your mother, let alone free her.
Charlotte's initial impulse was to ignore the doctor and go searching for her mother. But then Charlotte remembered that, as their captain, she had a responsibility to keep her crew safe above all else.
Noted. Thank you, Doctor. Any ideas on how we're going to get out of here with our ship beached?
From what I observed of the tide's rhythm, it should be high again soon. If I'm right, we may be able to push our ship back into the water. It's a long shot, but it may be the only one we got.
Nice, Pin. Good looking out.
One more thing, Captain. I think you dropped this.
Pinnock handed Charlotte her sword, the one that was previously lodged in the side of the gazebo by Castigan.
Thanks. Let's go.
Charlotte and her crew ran behind the palace and down the garden path into the jungle. Suddenly, a slew of arrows flew by their heads and stuck into nearby trees. Cressida stopped, turned around, and returned fire.
Come on, Cress!
I'll hold them off. They want you, not me.
We're not leaving you behind. Keep running. That's an order.
Cressida lowered her bow and rejoined the crew. As they ran, they heard the deep, rumbling growl of a tiger up ahead.
Is that...
Castigan's bright orange tiger with razor-sharp claws and pointed fangs leapt into Charlotte and her crew's path. Charlotte, Cressida, and Pinnock drew their blades. The tiger lunged forward and bounded into the air toward Pinnock, its powerful jaws ready to clench onto his neck. But before the tiger made contact, a tree exploded from the stone path beneath the tiger's body. The tree grew to full size in the blink of an eye and catapulted the tiger deep into the jungle.
What just happened?
My mama! She's helping us! Come on! They escaped the jungle and dashed over the white sand beach toward their ship. Crew, the tide's in! Start pushing!
It's no use. She's too far ashore.
Captain, more soldiers approach!
Charlotte spun around to find a small battalion of guards appear on the beach. Some carried long swords, while others held bows. But their weapons didn't matter. Charlotte and her crew were outnumbered. Even so, Charlotte wasn't about to surrender. She reached for her sword, but before she could rally her crew, every visible tree began to shake violently. In an instant, a torrent of branches and leaves overwhelmed the guards. Disoriented and blinded, the guards fired their already knocked arrows wildly. Louisa emerged from the cloud of foliage in a full sprint, headed straight for Charlotte.
You and your crew need to go. He'll be here soon.
We can't! Our ship won't budge!
Stand back, my love.
Louisa turned toward the sea and lifted her arms. Hundreds of long, green seaweed tendrils burst from the water. They clasped tight around the ship, then began to drag the ship back into the water. Charlotte and her crew stood stunned at the incredible sight.
Wow, Mama, you're amazing. Once we get back to the human realm, I have so many questions. Come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Cece. I can't.
What do you mean? You can't stay here as a prisoner to that man. Don't you want to escape? Escape and see Papa?
Of course I do, my love. But I'm bound to this island by powerful magic. That's why I need your father here. I hoped that together we would be strong enough to free me. When you find him, you must return.
Louisa reached into her pocket and handed Charlotte an ancient-looking black and gold key.
Here.
What's this for?
It's Castigan's realm key. Without it, he can't follow you to the human realm.
After I find Papa, we'll return for you. I promise.
I know you will, my love. Now go.
With tears in her eyes, Charlotte ran to catch up with her ship, which was slowly being pulled back into the water. She grabbed hold of a rope and climbed aboard. With the crew back on board and the ship back in the water, the seaweed tendrils released and settled back below the surface. Charlotte looked back at the beach, where she saw Castigan appear. He emerged from the jungle with his hands raised to the sky. Loud, low rumbles emanated from ominous emerald-colored clouds above. A single bolt of lightning struck the sea beside Charlotte's ship, so close she was nearly blinded. Another bolt shot from the sky and hit the top of their tallest mast, which instantly caught fire.
Pin, take the wheel!
Rain pummeled the ship, and the waves grew furious as Castigan waved his arms like a conductor leading the storm he created. Charlotte quickly climbed the flaming mast to put out the fire. She knew that if the fire spread to the sails, they'd be stranded. Charlotte reached the top of the mast and patted out the fire with her hat. Just then, Castigan sent a powerful tidal wave toward them. The ship heeled over so far, Charlotte feared it would capsize. She held tight to the mast as it nearly slapped the water. When the mast rebounded back upright, Charlotte hugged the mast with all her strength, lest she be flung into the sea. When she climbed back down to the deck, Charlotte took the key from around her neck and opened the portal to the human realm.
Ahoy! Raise the sheet! tighten the lines, and hold on to your pants. This time, instead of a massive whirlpool, a column of swirling wind and water appeared before them. The spontaneous hurricane drew Charlotte's ship in as rain pummeled everyone on board.
Captain, that twister's gonna tear our ship apart!
No, Pin, I think it's gonna save us! Everyone, hold tight! Charlotte maneuvered the ship directly into the hurricane. As she did, the ship lifted up out of the sea. Torrents of water soaked the crew as they held on for dear life. The ship launched into a dizzying, disorienting spin. More lightning crashed around them. Charlotte hoped this was the realm key and not another aspect of Castigan's storm. As they rose through the rain-drenched windstorm, the crew found their ship in yet another whirlpool. But this time, instead of swirling downward, they were swirling up. After several nauseating trips around the whirlpool, Charlotte's ship was spit out onto calm waters. In an instant, the whirlpool was gone.
Is everyone all right?
All right, Captain. But I think I preferred the trip down.
Fine, Captain. Just lucky I didn't have to swim.
A bit wet, but otherwise unharmed, Captain. How are you feeling?
Still in one piece. Nice work, crew. Looks like we made it back to the human realm. At ease.
Without another word, everyone on the ship collapsed in exhaustion. From her lying position, Cressida was the first to speak.
Well, what now, Captain?
Charlotte rose to her feet.
I have to find my father. It's the only way my mother will ever be free. If that quest doesn't interest any of you, I understand. And I can drop you at the nearest port.
The nearest port? Are you joking? How could we leave you now?
When I gave you this ship, Captain, I gave you my fealty. I'm sworn to your service. From what I've seen, you're definitely going to need a doctor.
Her crew had accompanied her across the map, risked their lives numerous times, and saved hers plenty more. They were family now, and family looked out for each other, always.
In that case, we're off to find my father, and I know just where to start. Set a course for Baratucci Island.
Aye, Captain.
Wow, Charlotte escaped just in time. It's sad she had to leave her mother behind, but I'm sure she'll return as soon as she finds her father. Her first stop will be Baratucci Island. Do you remember what she needs to do there? Well, we'll see what happens next together when the story continues in Season 2 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you want to help us produce Season 2, please join our Patreon. Not only will you be making future seasons of The Story of Captain Charlotte possible, but you'll also get some really cool incentives. Thank you so much for joining us on this great adventure. If you've enjoyed the entire first season of The Story of Captain Charlotte, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. We could also really use your help growing our audience. Please tell all your friends about us and share on social media.
The Story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl. For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.